GOP candidates debate immigration.
You can't ship them across the border.
Russia.
If Putin wants to go and knock the hell out of ISIS, I am all for it.
And military might.
We sure as heck better be the world's leader.
Neighborhood jolted by small plane crash.
We haven't been able to get any answers. We've been up all night.
They served, now they suffer.
Veterans believe their promises have not been fulfilled.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the fourth Republican presidential debate was billed as an event where policy would win out over personality. And it was another chance for candidates trailing in the polls to make a name for themselves. CBS's Stephen Portnoy has our coverage from Milwaukee.
This debate featuring the top eight candidates delivered on substance. There were several notable clashes.
Come on, folks.
Early in the debate, John Kasich blasted Donald Trump's hard line on deportations.
Think about the families. Think about the children.
And Jeb Bush piled on.
It's not embracing American values, and it would tear communities apart.
Rand Paul went after Marco Rubio.
Can you be a conservative and be liberal on military spending?
Rubio fired back.
I know that Rand is a committed isolationist. I'm not. I believe the world is a stronger and a better place when the United States is the strongest military power in the world.
Frontrunner Ben Carson was asked what he would do about ISIS.
Take all of that land from them. We could do that, I believe, fairly easily. I've learned from talking to several generals.
Trump said he had no problem with Russian involvement.
If Putin wants to go and knock the hell out of ISIS, I am all for it, 100%.
But Jeb Bush accused Trump of treating the region like a board game.
That's like playing Monopoly or something. That's not how the real world works.
This debate ended without the contenders blasting the Fox Business moderators, who kept the focus on policy. Though Ben Carson was offered the chance to respond to suggestions that he's exaggerated his autobiography.
People who know me know that I'm an honest person.
On the whole, the back and forth stayed civil, but Trump wasn't pleased when Carly Fiorina tried to jump in.
He quit talking when it was time to quit talking.
Can I finish with my time?
Why does she keep interrupting everybody?
Yeah.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Milwaukee.
CBS News political director John Dickerson says the debate did not produce a clear winner or launch anyone from the lower ranks.
Ted Cruz had a couple of very strong moments on immigration. Marco Rubio and Rand Paul had an exchange over defense in which Rubio was able to speak to the defense hawks in the party very forcefully, and Rand Paul was able to energize his voters. And Carly Fiorina had a couple of strong moments. So I don't think there was a real breakout, which is one of the reasons why it feels like the race will continue along the path it was on before the debate.
Now to Akron, Ohio, where nine people aboard a business jet died when the plane crashed into an apartment building a few miles from the airport. Janine Ferrara's sister was one of the victims. They worked for a Florida real estate company.
The plane had all the executives for the company on it. I don't know if there were any left in the office.
No one on the ground was hurt. This man's friend left one of the four apartments just in time.
He just left his apartment to go buy groceries. By the grace of God, he wasn't there.
From Ohio down to Texas today, tens of millions of people will have to weather strong winds, rain, hail, possibly tornadoes. WBZ-TV meteorologist Danielle Niles says parts of Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska are getting a taste of winter.
The snow is flying. We've had reports of thunder snow in portions of Colorado and Nebraska, the sign of the amount of energy with this thing. Blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings are up, measuring the snow in feet in some spots by the time the day is done.
The two top daily fantasy football sites have been thrown for a loss by the state of New York. Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has ordered DraftKings and FanDuel to stop accepting bets in the state.
Daily fantasy sports, which we've been looking into for over a month, we've concluded is not some new version of fantasy sports. It's really just a new version of online gambling.
Both companies insist their games are legal and based on skill. They're now weighing their legal options. Americans will honor the men and women who fought for our freedom on this Veterans Day. Many states and cities have intensified efforts to find places to live for thousands of homeless vets. CBS's Heather Bosch takes us to New York City.
I still can't believe it. It feels great.
Army veteran Henry Davis found a home with help from the city, which reaches out to vets on the streets and in shelters and comes up with a unique housing plan for each.
It's not just matching a body to a room.
Homeless Services Commissioner Gilbert Taylor.
It's actually making sure that any placement we make is sustainable, long-standing, and truly one that would help overcome the barriers to housing.
Like needing job skills, a voucher to defray the cost of rent. For Davis, it was getting treatment for alcohol dependency. Now,
you know, I still sit there on the side of the bed sometimes, just looking around and enjoying the space and whatever.
It's home, huh?
Definitely home.
I'm Barry Bagnato in Washington. Veterans express deep disappointment about their treatment in a new survey. Nearly 6 in 10 say they haven't received promised benefits. More than 8 in 10 disabled veterans feel that way. 78% of vets complain the government has left them hanging. Ashley Burns served in Afghanistan.
They make it sound like so much is available and there's all these federal programs available. And then you get out and it's almost impossible to navigate.
Post 9/11 vets are more likely than others to report strained family ties.
Repeated deployments back and forth and back and forth, and it's left a lot of people very broken in their relationships.
DAV CEO Mark Burgess says despite all this, about 80% of the veterans in this survey declared that if they had to do it again, they would.
That's not surprising. That's called patriotism.
A grand jury in Waco, Texas has indicted 106 of the 177 bikers arrested after a wild shootout outside a restaurant last May. Those not indicted will face a separate grand jury. 9 people were killed, 20 injured in the gun battle between rival groups. Police in Birmingham, Alabama say an 8-year-old boy beat a 1-year-old girl to death. The boy was the oldest in a group of children left at home while their mothers went to a nightclub. Police Lieutenant Sean Edwards says the mother of the girl has been charged with manslaughter.
Her actions that night, choosing the club over taking care of her 1-year-old, is going to stick with her the rest of her life.
The boy has been charged too, but because of his age, it's not clear what's next for him. The world's top 2 beer makers have finalized the deal that brings them together. Anheuser-Busch InBev, the maker of Budweiser, is spending $107 billion for SAB Miller. In a bid to ease the concerns of U.S. regulators, the new company will sell off its majority stake in Miller Coors. For veterans dealing with the disabilities from battle, a specially trained companion can make all the difference. CBS's Steve Futterman has the story.
For veterans suffering the effects of war, man's best friend can be the world's best gift.
To have a dog like this, he bridges that gap between independence and sometimes being held back.
Army Captain Michael Caspers, who lost his lower right leg in Afghanistan, got his dog this past weekend.
Our next graduate is Captain Michael Caspers with service dog Vincent III.
The dog was provided by Canine Companions for Independence. John Miller is the group's chairman.
We have long waiting lists, and they vary in all our different centers, but every center has long waiting lists.
For Captain Caspers, he is one of the lucky ones.
You're looking forward to a long life together with Vincent.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Very much so.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, Dallas.
And that's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.